Question was, please tell about that some Radharani's position.
What you just said about her wanting to only see Krishna. So in Charitamritam, where Mahaprabhu's position is being described, and that you cannot describe Mahaprabhu's position without describing her position. And yes, of Vasu Ghosh. But one name is mentioned there, Krishnamoyi. And that can be understood in different ways. But one way is, Guru Maharaj said that it is as if wherever she casts her glance, Krishna appears. And other meaning is, who's full of Krishna? So no one is more full of Krishna than Radharani. So we're supposed to ostensibly be interested in Krishna. But you won't get more Krishna. You won't get Krishna directly, like we're hearing in the song. If your worship of Krishna doesn't take you to the lotus feet of Radharani, Radha Dasyam, then it's useless. You won't get the substantial thing. So we recall we're all members of the Krishna consciousness movement, and we're thinking, before we met Guru Maharaj, Krishna is everything, and everyone else we'll see in relation to that, but Krishna in the center, and Radharani, whether it's Krishna and Radharani or Balarama, we're always thinking Krishna in the primary position. But when we met Srila Guru Maharaj, a change took place where with him in the center is Radharani and Mahaprabhu, and Krishna in the secondary position. And he told that when they're Saraswati Thakur and his followers, they're doing the Vrajamandal Parikrama, and they came to Radha Kunda, and that Paramananda Prabhu, who was later Paramahansa Maharaj, when you go to Mayapur, he came to Saraswati Thakur as a boy, like young boy, and very favorite of him. And when they were in Radha Kunda, he saw this Mara Diwan of Bharatpur and his family, and they're all giving those full length body dandavat, shastanga dandavat, saying some prayer, making another dandavat, and that way circumambulating Radha Kunda. And he was surprised. And he said to Saraswati Thakur, "Oh, Prabhu, they have so much devotion for Radharani." And Saraswati Thakur said, "Yes." He said, "But there is a big difference between them and us." He said, "In their concept, Krishna is in the primary position, and because Radharani is so dear to Krishna, as described in so many places, they're worshipping Radharani because she's so dear to Krishna." He said, "But our position is exactly the opposite. Radharani, she is in the primary position, and Krishna is secondary. Guru Maharaj says, her attention is directed towards Krishna. Our attention is directed towards her." He said, "So in our concept, Radharani is in the primary position, and Krishna is secondary." And he quoted Swami Maharaj once, because he wrote somewhere, and Guru Maharaj is laughing. He said, "Swami Maharaj says, Krishna is not so beautiful without Radharani." He's reality of the beautiful, he's Akhilaprasamrita, where he says, "But without Radharani, not so beautiful. Beautiful, but not, he's not realized his full potential." So Guru Maharaj says, "Swayam Bhagavan is only at the right hand of Radharani. When beside Radharani, that's Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Rupa Krishna, the original Krishna to the extreme. You don't get any more Krishna next to Radharani." He said, "Beside another gopi, Swayam Prakash or some other form of Krishna, But the original Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is always at the side of Radharani. And as Maharaj told in that Vasu Goshan, Jadi Gorna Hoita Tabik, that he has another, where does he say? Radhara Prema. Yes, but what is it?
Radhara
Mahima. That he descended, and sometimes Guru Maharaj says, to show the dignity of the position of Radharani. But here it says, her greatness. Guru Maharaj himself, that the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, this is supposedly the book of Krishna. Right? This is the book that reveals Krishna. But as the song says, the sun reveals itself. And that one of the songs we just sang. The sun reveals itself by its own light. So Guru Maharaj said, Radharani, her faith is the halo of Radharani. She reveals Krishna. Same thing in his Gayatri Mantram explanation. The sun, what's revealing everything is not only the sun in the ordinary sense, but Atma and Paramatma, the Paramatma domain. How and what is it about? It's Seva Mayoyam Loka. It's all about service. Who's revealing service to Krishna? It's Srimati Radharani. So, and Mahaprabhu, as we're told, what is that? Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayeva Shradro Yasha Yenadbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Madhya Shokyam Chasha Man Anubhavita Kidrisham Veti Lobhat Tadbhava Dya Samajani Sachi Garva Sindhu Parindu. Three reasons for the descent of Mahaprabhu. So he's saying previously in Vrindavan, so much rasa was there, I came to reveal all this prema rasa to the world, and but still something inside me was left unfulfilled. Because in their exchange, it occurs to Krishna, in the, first, Rupa Goswami says, Bharat Muni wrote a very good book, this Natya Shastra, and he's described so many things there. But he says, in loving exchange, that it's equal between the male part and the female part. But he doesn't know everything, this Bharat Muni. And because he doesn't what Krishna has understood is actually what she's experiencing is greater than what I'm experiencing. By how much? 10 million times or so. He can't, it says, her prema, rasasima, he can't, this prema simha of Radharani, how he can't, Krishna, who knows everything, can't fully estimate this. And it's aroused his curiosity. Aparam kasyapi pranayi janavridasya kutuki rasostamam ritva madhuram upaboktam kamapiya rucham swam abhavre. This rucham swam, what does Guru Maharaj say? Guru rupa harim gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. When Mahaprabhu wants, when Krishna wants to be Guru, he becomes Gora, Goranga. That's his Guru position. And who's the Supreme Guru? We hear that Radharani is the one of the songs we'll sing today. She's the Ujvala Rasa Acharya.
Yes.
There's many Acharyas. We have Acharya. He's also her representative. She's the Ujvala Rasa Acharya. And Mahaprabhu, when he takes this position, Swabhaktavya Sudham Nijabhajanam Udram Mudram Upadisham, with his devotees, he's taking this position to reveal what is the wealth in her heart. There's what Krishna's position as Adi Puru, he's an enjoyer. From the position of an enjoyer, he cannot relish her position. So he appears, and what do we say? Radhaya Mahima. Yes, but in the other sloka, Radha Mahima. The first, Pranaya. But the next one, Mahima. Pranaya Mahima. So there it is, the same thing repeated. How great is this love that she has? Also, what is it in him that she finds so attractive? Right, that's very interesting. Krishna went up, what is it about me that she finds irresistibly compelling to give herself to such an extreme level? Because on that walk, at that time also, another Maharaj, the one who lived in Swarup Ganj, next to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he asked Saraswati Thakur, in this we hear, you know, Radha Madaya Hrdaya Tatyaja Braja Sundari, Krishna leaves the Rasa Leela with trillions of gopis to search for one, so that shows her position is so high, cancels all the others. But we see after some time, he abandoned her. And Guru Maharaj said, when Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur heard that, he was very angry. Like, why do you say that? There's no devotion to be... We're interested in devotion, and you're giving an example of no devotion. Like, stop, be quiet. And everyone was grave and silent, like, don't press this issue with Saraswati Thakur. But Guru Maharaj, he is always assisting Saraswati Thakur and thinking, devotion is always in the supreme position. Must. If you see something where apparently it's not, that's either an anomaly, a very rare exception, or just wrong. So Guru Maharaj is thinking, and he's looking through Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna wanted to see what sort of devotional expression will come from her when I'm not there, when I'm absent. If I make myself absent and she has to feel separation, I want to see that. So he's hiding in the kunja, observing her. And what he saw is so astonishing that aroused this deep curiosity in him. I want to experience. I've never seen anything like this. This is beyond what I could conceive. So I want to also experience that. Sometimes I say that like Imli Tala, where that sort of thing took place. So then Krishna, as mentioned in Charitamritam, Vasugosha, so many places, he descends as Mahaprabhu, and he says Nam Sankirtan, but really, internally, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolita. Yesterday was Srup Damodar's appearance, Lalita Saki. And this sloka, which is supposed to be the steel framework of the Chaitanya Charitamritam, comes from him. Who knows better Radharani and Mahaprabhu than Lalita Saki and Swarup Damodar? That is the point. People will say so many things, or they popularize so many conceptions, but if their conception is not in line with what Swarup Damodar's conception is, what do you say? Swarupam Vibram Jagatatulya. There's nothing that compares to his understanding. Kaviraj Goswami says, if anyone knows anything really about Mahaprabhu, he must have heard it from Swarup Damodar. When Mahaprabhu is before Ratiyatra, how does Rupa know the meaning of my heart? He's saying that Yat Kumarahara? Yeah. Who is he speaking to? Swarup Damodar. Understand? You know everything. So even Mahaprabhu is asking him questions. How do you know? How does Rupa know? Who has the answer to that? Swarup Damodar. So, and as you told yesterday, when Raghunath Das Goswami is sent to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu sends him to Swarup Damodar. Why? Because after a while, like any devotee, if you told someone, said, Acharya Maharaj, I want to, all right, then you'll work with someone. And after a while, he said, but Maharaj, no, I want directly. So Swarup, Raghunath Das Goswami saying, Mahaprabhu, Prabhu, I came to be with you. I want some direct instruction. And Mahaprabhu said, I'll give you some direct instruction, but you should understand, the reason I put you under the care of Swarup Damodar is what I don't know, he knows fully. So then we can think, oh, he's just talking, saying something that what I don't know, he knows fully. You know, but this is a sincere expression. We say, how is that possible? The way it's possible is when, as we see repeatedly, when Mahaprabhu is lost in divine madness, who knows when Radharani is feeling the depths of separation from Krishna? Who can help her at that time? Lalita Sakhi comes just in that Hansa Dutta Rupa Goswami. She's always knows what's best for Radharani. So she has that direct experience. When Radharani's lost in the depths of Radha Baba Dutti Subalita, that plane, then she knows this sloka will be helpful. If I read this part of the Bhagavatam or sing this song, that will give some relief for the pain she's experiencing. So in a similar way, when Mahaprabhu's lost, he doesn't know what it is like to be surrounded by the heart of Krishna, the heart and halo of Radharani, then he's lost in that position and Srila Damodar is assisting. So anyway, Srila Guru Maharaj said that Saraswati Thakur said this is the happiest day of the year, in his opinion. Sri Barsha Banavi Devi Dayuta Das, that this is the happiest day of the year. And by extension, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you say, which he said he served prasadam all day and night, no fasting, just serving to everyone, but taking Guru as being the delegated representation. So we're all fortunate today because we're going to Hapaniya. And when Guru Maharaj hadn't been there in 30, 40 years, and he went with Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Jajabar Maharaj, Achyutananda was there at the time, and that's when Jajabar Maharaj, he said, when all the sannyasis were speaking, he said, we will take this place to be as Barshana, because he is Sridharad Radha. He is Sridhar Maharaj carrying the current of Rupa Goswami and Radharani. So, and since that time, everyone is thinking of Hapaniya, as this is like Gupta Govardhan. Retain Hapaniya is Barshana. So under Srila Acharya Maharaj's direction, we're all going there today, and we'll get more opportunities to speak more. Guru Maharaj also said, we are very fortunate because we are forced to speak about the glories of Radharani and Mahaprabhu. And on that note, Hare Krishna.
Jai 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 Jai